Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 92, Patrick here of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. We need to get rid of those toxic people in your life. You are not going to advance the ball, folks. You are not going to move that ball down the field, to use a football analogy, unless you get rid of those negative influences, those negative toxic people in your life. We have enough negativity and toxicity in our life when we go to work, or at least some of us in the CJ field. When we put on a uniform, we're responding to calls. People don't call us because things are great, folks. People call us when shit hits the fan and things are bad. Often we see the worst of human nature, the negativity. We need to be careful not to bring that home to our own personal lives, because most of us, not all of us, but most of us have toxic people off duty that we have to deal with or we have to put up with. And unfortunately, folks, sometimes this is the tricky part, is sometimes those toxic people in our lives or those negative people in our lives are family members. And I always tell people that you can love from afar. You don't have to spend all this time with family members who are toxic. Yes, you can love, but that doesn't mean that you are obligated to listen to their crap all the time and get sucked into their, you know, toxic attitude. So I'm going to give you 8 tips, folks, 8 tips to get rid of the toxic people in your life. And I know that seems kind of blunt, maybe harsh, especially when it comes to family members. But folks, you are not going to move ahead in your life if you have toxic people in your life. You don't need it in your life. So these are 8 toxic people you should just get rid of. So first and foremost, those who spread negativity. Is somebody in your life always angry, resentful, or unhappy? You know, if they are and you're talking to them frequently, you can almost feel the energy getting sucked out of your life. You know exactly what I'm talking about. People around you who complain 24/7 and always see the life as glass half empty. I mean, it's dangerous for you. These are a few tips in case you can't really stop hanging out with negative people. Negativity feeds of attention. So don't give negative people much attention. First and foremost, keep things brief. If you have to listen to them, don't ask questions and don't engage. That's what they want. Be honest. And if you can, tell them that they are being negative. I know this is hard when it comes to family, especially. You need to actively set boundaries and let toxic people know that you don't want to listen to their negativity. Use positivity triggers to eliminate negativity. For example, listening to your favorite song or reading positive quotes can help. Meditation has helped for me in the past. I've talked about that. Be aware of your own reality. You're not negative, and you don't have to be. Don't let other people influence you and make you see the glass half empty. Steer away from conflicts. Don't waste your time and energy engaging in the drama that some people relish in. Walking away from a conflict doesn't make you weak. On the contrary, it makes you stronger. See negative people as an opportunity for growth. They can teach you to be resilient to negativity and to appreciate the good things in your life. Realize who is really important in your life. The people who are negative, I know it's hard when it comes to family, but they're not the important people in your life. Even though you may be forced to be around them, they are not a big part of your life. So that was number one. Those who criticize you all the time. Are you around people who are constantly criticizing you? I mean, the people who are constantly pointing out what they don't like about you. You don't need those people in your life. Don't take it personally. Remember that constructive criticism can help you grow. Ignore the false criticism. Don't respond to the criticism immediately. Accept that you are not perfect. Try to be less sensitive. And smile. Even if you don't mean it, it will help you relax and stay positive. So number three, those who waste your time. It's okay to spend a lot of time with those special in your life, but sometimes there are people who just constantly want our attention just for the sake of getting attention. You know who I'm talking about. They are not helping you develop and grow. They're just wasting your time. Folks, the only thing we have in this world is time. Don't let them waste your time. This is a few things you can do. State your preferred method of communication. For example, tell the negative person that you prefer to chat via, you know, whatever. And don't feel bad about not picking up the phone. There's plenty of apps out there. Set time limits. You have to be somewhere in a half an hour. Sorry, I can't talk to you very long. Hang out with them in a group rather than alone. This way you'll always be able to talk to somebody else instead. Number four, those who are jealous. Those who are jealous. Sometimes it's nice to know someone is a little jealous because it makes you feel even better about your success. But some people are constantly jealous. They're never happy with what they have, or they will never be happy with when good things happen to you. They will keep sending negative vibes out to you about envy because from their point of view, that good thing that really happened to you should have happened to them. You want to surround yourself with people who will support you and who will help you move forward. You're the average, folks, of the five person you surround yourself with. Really think about this. Number five, those who play victim. I'm sure we all know people who play victim. Somebody who blames everybody else for the setbacks in their lives and their mistakes. They don't want to take responsibility, and sooner or later, they will end up blaming you too. These people are sometimes hard to identify at once. First, you will empathize with their problems and will try to help them, but their time of need will never pass. And these people will make you forget. will make you forget to see the tough times as opportunities to learn and grow. You will also find yourself blaming the circumstances and failing to do anything to change them or your attitude. So a couple things. They don't take responsibility. It's the biggest thing with victims. Their life is stagnant. You know, it's like in a pond. Think of the analogy. You're in a pond and, there's a little boat in the pond, maybe a little toy boat. There's no ripples or anything, and they're just stagnant. They're not going anywhere. They hold on to grudges. They get into arguments easily. They feel sorry for themselves all the time. They always think that there is something missing from their life. So that was number five. Number six, those who don't care. Fortunately, so many of us hang on to that person in our lives who just doesn't care about us. Maybe because who we are, or they're just not ready to let go, or because we are hoping something will change. But the reality is there is no reason to keep somebody in your life if they are not interested in it. Number seven, those who are self-centered. There are also those people who are just pretend to care about you, the narcissist, but sooner or later, everything becomes about them. So if you're spending a lot of time with somebody, just make sure that they are not taking, but also giving something in return. If the person is trying to make everything about himself, he or she is not worth it. Last but not least, folks, those who keep disappointing you. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all can be negative, judgmental, self-centered, or jealous at times. That's okay. We're all human. What does matter is that we are willing to work on ourselves, to grow, and to try harder to better people. But if there's somebody in your life who is not willing to do that, folks, it's time to get rid of those people or that person. You need to stop allowing the same people to hurt and disappoint you over and over again, folks. Eight toxic people to get rid of, folks. If you get rid of the toxic people in your life, I promise you, your life will improve. You will move the ball downfield. You become a better person. I'm not saying it would be easy. I've had to eliminate toxic people in my life, but you know what? Doesn't mean I don't love them and care about them. I do love them and care about them, but I have to move on with my life. And the only way you're going to move on with your life and be happy and satisfied in your life is if you get rid of those negative influences in your life. And it takes work on your part too. I'm not saying your life's going to be rosy if you do these. You still have some other work to do, probably too, like me. I'm a work in progress. But it starts with getting rid of those negative people in your life. So I hope this was beneficial to everybody. I hope everybody's doing well, A lot of good guests coming on, upcoming, and I am very, very excited, folks. I hope everybody has a fantastic rest of your weekend, and I will talk with you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.